Is that your favorite Christmas movie?
No, I just enjoyed that movie.
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
God, favorite Christmas movie.
There is a correct answer.
Let's see. favorite.
There's a correct answer.
Favorite.
There is a correct answer.
I enjoy it more than others, or one that I will watch the most. Because one that I will watch the most is A Christmas Story. I watch that about 12 times a year, all in December. My favorite.
Yeah, all on the same day. We're playing for 24 hours.
My favorite overall. I really like the Polar Express.
That movie
creeps me out.
Polar Express is really good.
It's really good, isn't it? God,
the animation creeps me out.
Yeah, it is a little off at this point. And, you know, what is it? Oh, God, I can't remember the actor right now. The main guy, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
He
plays...
He's like the train conductor.
Yeah, he plays several different roles in that movie.
Yeah.
And you can always tell when he starts yelling, oh, wait, that's Tom Hanks again. No, I thought that was a different character, but no, that's just Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He's a good voice actor.
How about you?
He's yelling.
How about you, Barry?
I have three that I love. I like, Shut up. I'm actually trying to help me.
Okay.
The correct answer is Christmas Vacation.
No, I National Lampoon's? That's one I do. Yeah, that's one I don't like.
National Lampoon's.
You don't like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
No.
Barry, get off of that podcast. I'm taking over the website again. You're out of here. Get out of here.
What's going on here?
You're done.
You don't like that?
Nah. No, he doesn't like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh my God.
Of 20. What? Why?
Matt, I just want to let you know. I've watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation 5 times this year within the past 2 weeks.
You want to know something fun?
What's that?
It was probably 2 years ago, but I watched it every day for 25 days in December. Every single day I watched Christmas Vacation.
What's going on?
Oh my God, I love
Welcome
that episode.
To Level Saves.
Oh my God, really?
That's staying.
What's going on, Calgraph? Quit being stupid.
No, I got it. I got it, bud.
What's going on? Damn it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Level Saves Now Playing Podcast. This game is broken. I am Barry Villatoro, and joining me today is Matt Curione.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And Chris Locke.
It's all going to be okay.
I tried to go to Matt really quickly because I saw him chewing in Skype, so I was like, oh, I'm going to get him.
But shut up, you won't get me.
He came out kind of clear. We're here to talk about games we're playing and whatever else has to do with video games.
So what have you been playing, Barry?
I've been playing... Well, I beat Bioshock. Bioshock Infinite.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
And we talked about that this morning for like 45 minutes while me and Matt waited for you because you were late.
Because you smell. Because you smell.
I was hotline Miami-ing it.
You are stinky.
Matt, why you gotta be so mean to me?
Because it's easy.
Your mustache and your Super 8 poster. Stop being so mean.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Angry mustache.
I'm trying to get a print for someone. Go on.
Did you beat Bioshock Infinite, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You figured out the story for me, so I was like, what?
It is a little weird.
Well, I said I followed it into like the last 5 seconds.
It's like pan-dimensional travel and all that, so yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But
well, yeah.
We'll spoil it later.
Weird. But yeah, I mean...
It's so good.
Yeah, when I first started playing, I was like, oh, the shooting's kind of weird. But it's not that bad. Plus, everything else you can do in the game with like your vigors and...
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I don't know. I was like all over with the Murder of Crows. That was my jam.
Oh, I was just going to say that. How'd you like Murder of Crows?
Murder of Crows and what was the Bronco one? We just like throw them into the air.
Oh, the Bucking Bronco.
Just,
yes.
Yeah, you just started like pot-shotting them out of the sky. Boom, boom.
You actually used
that
one?
So good. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't use the Bucking Bronco hardly at all.
I used the Bucking Bronco.
Oh, my God.
Crows and I used the electricity one. Quite a bit towards the end.
I used the water one a lot. The octopus thing.
Yeah.
I mixed that up with Bucking Bronco. It was pretty awesome.
That's a lot of crowd control. That's good.
Yes, it is.
Fireballs, man.
Well, that one was okay. It was all right. But I leveled up Murder of Crows, it was game over.
Yeah.
I went in and owned the house.
When they die, they leave a nest there, too, so anyone runs across it. It's just like a plague. It just spreads throughout the entire section as soon as you start launching it. So good.
My God, it was beautiful.
So, Barry, did you do what I suggested and play extremely aggressively, or did you kind of play like sitting back and using your vigor strategically and that sort of stuff? Because when I was in it, I was up in people's faces as quick as I possibly could be, throwing Murder of Crows to the people I couldn't get to, and then just ganking fools like as quick as I could get into them.
I relied more on just like popping people in the face with like guns and stuff. And then once things got out of control, I'd use like Murder of Crows to like crowd control the situation and then take people out.
Yeah. Did you ever use the skyhook travel? Like, did you actually do that during combat, or was that just one of those things you ignored?
For me, it was just to get around to another spot where I can shoot people. Like, I never tried to fight.
No. I always did.
Really?
Yeah. You hop on the skyhook, and then you just do that the skyhook landing where you just like launch at their faces. And then you catch their neck inside the hook, and you just like twist it. Oh my God, it's awesome. It's so brutal.
Yeah, Barry, it is harder to use those sky hooks to travel around while you're in combat, but it also is a whole lot more rewarding, like because you can flank people.
Feel like a total dude.
Yeah.
I would use it to travel, but I wouldn't like try to fight while I was on the sky hook. You know what I mean? There's just a mode of transportation. I wasn't like trying to like swoop around people and shoot while I was on it.
Yeah, it does move a little bit too fast to use it as like a rail shooter thing.
But that game completely, like, you know, like if it wasn't for like Game of the Year stuff, I probably wouldn't have. Like, I was interested in it, but it wasn't a game I was going to rush out and get. I was like, oh, I'm so happy I went and got that game.
So it surprised you?
Yeah, so good. From the moment I started playing that game. Like, as soon as I started playing it, I was like, oh, I'm so into this game already.
Game of the Year!
Yeah, I was so about it, and I was like,
I
played it every time I had a chance until I was done with it. So.
Yeah, you're telling me this morning about the moment very early on where you see Columbia for the first time.
Yeah, and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah, just come over those clouds and boom, there she is. And it's a jaw-dropping moment. You don't have that in video games that much nowadays.
No, I mean, every once in a while you have a good game that introduces you into the world in such a way where it just pulls you in right away. Mm-hmm. But it's rare. And like this game, it does it. As soon as you're kind of like, I don't know what's going on. And it's like within 5 minutes, though, you're in Columbia and you're just like, I have to find out everything about this place.
Well, it helps in creating a sense of place. Like, let's think about something like Killzone or Call of Duty or something. It shows you like this nondescript little location and you're like, oh, okay, this is some sort of desert place, I guess, or this rocky side of a cliff. But in BioShock,
this introduces you to the entire place.
Here's the world.
But that's what Irrational and Ken Levine are really good at. They're really good at world building.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Barry hasn't played the first BioShock, but have you, Chris?
Yes, I love the first BioShock, with the obvious exception of the ending.
The whole...
Don't tell me anything.
All right, no spoilers. I mean, you've had like 5 years to beat it, but I'll let it go. I'll let it slide.
I started a GameFly this morning, and they have it on there.
I'm pretty sure it was free on PlayStation Plus at one point, but whatever.
But I mean,
BioShock 2 was on there.
The world building that they do for Rapture is phenomenal. You just want to explore that world. I mean, that's what I did when I played the new DLC for Infinite when they go back to Rapture. I spent at least a solid 25 minutes just staring out one of the glass windows, looking at humpback whales and sea turtles, and I'm like, oh, Rapture is really pretty before it went crazy. That's what I did. And I'll never beat the DLC.
Why not?
Like I was
Oh, my PlayStation died.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Give it the. Did it give you the yellow middle finger?
No, it told me that its disk drive doesn't work anymore.
Oh. Did it take the game with it?
No, it ejects everything.
Oh, okay.
Well, it just won't read things, which is awesome, because, you know, thanks, PS3. Honestly, I think it got suicidal because it saw my PS4 and my Xbox One getting along so well. It was like, well, I'll show myself the door. We're okay now.
So wait, the disk drive doesn't work anymore. Does that mean, like, the hard drive?
No, the hard drive works fine. Like, I can play all my downloadable games. Like, I can play Hotline Miami. I can play Costume Quest, Mass Effect. I just can't pop in a disk and play a game.
Oh, well, I guess that's
so
better than nothing.
That's not... No, it's not good, because I have a wall of about 160 PS3 games that are unplayable.
True, but...
Which is awesome.
You can send them to me.
Yeah, I won't do that.
I bet you by next Black Friday, they'll probably have a PS3 for like $100.
I guarantee you by July, they'll have one for $100.
Probably.
It'll get cheaper.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Just back to the world building thing. That's what I was telling Matt this morning. It's like, as soon as I got into Colombia, and you have like all the propaganda on the wall, and everyone's saying, I was like, I wanted to read every poster that there was.
Yeah.
You know, false, I mean, prophet.
Listen to every conversation, and I was just like, I want to know everything about this place. Like, as soon as I got in there, but
that, I mean, that.
I mean,
the
we
same
were talking about the Barbershop Quartet.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you.
And you didn't know what song that was. Oh my God.
I just know what song it was. I mean, I didn't know
what I'd be without you. Some Pet Sounds, my friend. One of the best albums ever.
I'm going to raise my hand here and say I didn't know what that song was before that either.
It's Beach Boys.
I'm sure I'd heard it before, but I didn't recognize it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I didn't recognize Girls Just Want to Have Fun when it was coming over the PA.
Yeah, how great was that part?
That was pretty neat. Did you catch that, Barry?
No, I didn't catch that. Which part is
that? Oh my God, it's so good.
When
you're at the beach.
Oh.
Yeah, over the
PA. And they're playing Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah, they're just playing an instrumental version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
There was a couple, there was something.
But it's like a ragtime version.
Yeah.
There's
it's
a couple
so good.
Obviously everybody wants to rule the world.
Yes.
And I was like, I know that song.
Yeah, everyone knows that song.
There's somebody, there's a woman during some sort of war that's going on. I don't even know what scene it was, but she's singing Fortunate Son.
Yes.
Yeah.
That part was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that game, that's as good as Last of Us was, game of the year.
We'll have this conversation later.
We will,
but spoilers, BioShock is better.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's the game that keep. Those are the two games that keep coming up. From all the emails I'm getting.
Yeah.
Those are the two games that keep reappearing over and over. Is BioShock and Last of Us.
They're fantastic.
How could they not?
They both very, very well establish a world. You know. Even though you can't see the entire world in like Last of Us, it establishes how the world has changed.
Right, and you get the gist of it.
Don't ruin anything for me.
Okay.
Not gonna ruin anything.
So Barry.
So what?
What else have you been playing?
After that, I've been playing a whole lot of PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
It's fun times.
It's pretty fun.
Who's your favorite character?
I'm going through like systematically beating the game one by one with people.
Yeah. Okay.
From who I've played so far. It's probably either Radek or Kratos.
No, you're wrong. It's Dante.
No, it's Radek.
Yeah, I haven't got to him. Yeah, Radek is like.
No.
Radek is awesome.
I feel like Radek, I can just like almost stand in a corner and just like cover every section. No one can touch me.
I used to be really good at with Radek and Drake.
Drake's fun. You can't attack me from any angle. You drop grenades, you can disappear, you throw that stupid lightning thing in the sky, you're just like, you can't even get near me. a lot of fun.
I actually really enjoyed Parappa the Rapper as well.
Oh yeah,
he's the best.
He's super easy to get kills with, especially with his number two, like, super or whatever.
You gotta believe.
No, that's number three, but that is pretty awesome.
His third one is like it's kind of OP. It just clears the screen.
Yeah, it does.
When is that game coming back?
Parappa the Rapper. You know,
When are they doing a reboot of that?
I heard something about it recently.
Oh my god!
I didn't look into it. So
it's so good.
And then so I'm playing that. It's not much to say about that, but it is fun.
It is cool. It's cool.
On your PS3 or your Vita?
My Vita. I mean, you know, I got.
Oh, it's fun on the Vita.
I got the Vita or the PS3 version for the cross buy, and I've just been playing on my Vita the whole time.
You know what?
I mean, it works better on PS3.
I'm sure you can probably see more too. But.
Yeah, but it's still fun on the Vita.
Mm-hmm. I think the Vita's just as fine. I mean, it's the same basic game, just kind of a little lower res.
I've enjoyed it.
I need to re-download that so you and I can play it, Barry.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, same here.
I can show you how Dante is a little shield.
I need to get a better disk drive so I can play you in that.
Just a better one. Not one that works. Just a better one.
I need a better disk drive and a new Vita memory card so I can actually download stuff.
What are you sitting at, Matt, right now for your memory card?
I have an 8-gigabyte memory card, and I'm down to 300 megabytes left.
Yeah, 8 gig is...
I have a 16 gig, and I don't know how people live with anything less than that.
It's kind of annoying having to delete things every time I want to get something.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't have any problem deleting that Uncharted game, though, because that thing is terrible.
That game is garbage.
I liked it.
I know you did. And you're crazy, man.
I don't understand. I got to the part of the dude with the chain gun and all the metal. I was like, no, I hate this game. I hate this game.
I don't think I made it that far.
I liked it for the first 15 minutes.
Yes, the first 15 minutes were really good. That's why I kept playing it until I got to that part. I was like, this is just stupid.
How about
I'm like
every time you got stopped and you had to do a little puzzle. Like he'd just be like, "Oh, hey, what's this thing on the ground? I guess I'm gonna put these pieces of paper together."
Let me start dusting this thing. Oh, just stop! I don't want to dust anything.
Hold this up to a light. That's fun.
Good game is good.
It was really fun playing it on the airpad.
Yeah, how did you?
Game is fun.
How did you even point it up to a light? Did you hold it towards?
I had to hit the stupid light above me. The book light. I'm like, point the video at it. Like, this is terrible.
This is awful, Barry.
It's not bad.
Beat it and then tell me it's not bad.
It's bad.
It's good.
Let me tell you, this is my first. That was my first Uncharted game I've played, and I was like,
"Oh, you've made the worst choice."
Yeah,
that should not be your first Uncharted game.
Wait, Matt's like, "It's a good game." It's good. Oh, you made the worst choice playing that first.
Just skip Uncharted 1. Go to Uncharted 2, and then play 3. 2 and 3. Those are what
I'm
you
just
need
going
to
straight.
Play.
Yes,
I'm just going straight to 3.
No, seriously, play 2.
I don't know.
No, go straight to 3.
Three is really good, but I think 2 is objectively better.
You don't understand how far behind I am on games.
Meh.
It's like an 8-hour game.
You could just play 3. You could just play 3 and be happy.
That's what I'm going to do, yeah.
It's so good.
3 is the best one, right, Chris?
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's you gave 3 a 10.
I did not give it a 10. I gave it a 9.5.
Oh.
Hashtag fact. 3 is the best one.
Hashtag lies. Hashtag throne of them that Matt is sitting on right now. Because
I am not sitting on a throne of lies. I'm sitting on a comfy bed. Thank you.
Throne of lies. You smell like beef and cheese.
I don't know what that's from.
Oh, we got you on this one.
Step Brothers?
Elf?
Oh my gosh. Elf, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Elf, a movie I've never seen.
Whatever, it's another one with Will Ferrell.
You haven't seen Elf?
Not the whole thing.
Well, we were just talking about Christmas movies. That's like a seminal one. You need to watch Elf.
It's only 10 years old. It's not seminal. Sorry.
Did I use that word improperly?
You did. I don't know. I'm a movie snob. So no, that's not seminal. Stop it.
Well, it may be an exaggeration, but I think I used the word right.
You might have.
Even though I exaggerate. But whatever.
Let the listeners decide. Sound off in the comments below.
Oh
my gosh.
Did Chris use seminal correctly?
Oh, I've been playing that Soul Sacrifice I got through PlayStation Plus.
Yes, you have. What?
No, hell no. That game is fun.
I don't like it.
Oh, man, I'm, like, grinding, and, yeah, it's good.
It's
that
fun.
Was
what are you talking
about? False advertising through and through.
No, that game's fun.
No, they marketed that as, like, oh, it's like Dark Souls on the Vita, and I played it, and I'm like, this is... I know Dark Souls, and you, sir, are no Dark Souls.
That's not Dark Souls. It's like God's Eater. God's Eater Burst.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff.
Can we talk about how rad Dark Souls on the Vita would be, and how I would not play any other games ever?
It would win Game of the Year forever and always.
This is my problem. I always wanted to get into Dark Souls, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was Dark Souls. I had it, and I was like, oh, I really want to play it. And I was like,
it's really good.
Shut up. I can't bring myself to spend 3 hours into a game, die, and it's all gone.
It's not all gone.
Just
go back to where you were.
You'll lose like 15 minutes at the most times. Like,
yeah,
you will never lose.
It always seems
hours.
Like so much more exaggerated. Like, you just lose this entire chunk of time.
Lose like 10, 15 minutes sometimes. It does happen.
Just don't go to the catacombs, and you'll be
dying
fine.
Dying in any first person shooter, you lose that amount of time.
In the first person shooter? No, you usually lose like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like a crap. Unless you're playing on like super hard mode.
Like, legendary.
Oh my god, Dark Souls is so effing good.
Yeah. You know, the problem is, I played Demon Souls on my PS3, the first one.
Ugh.
Demon Souls.
That's why I said Demon Souls. It's hard to say
Demons.
That.
I know, it's stupid.
They own the souls. Demons.
I played the souls owned by demons.
Yes, you did.
I played it for 60 hours.
Oh my god.
Got real far into it, really enjoyed everything I was doing. I was taking my time and just kind of enjoying the grind and everything. And then my PS3 bricked. It gave me the yellow light.
What is wrong with everyone that breaks their consoles? I've never had a failed console in my life.
It's only happened to me once. But it happened, and it was like 5 years old at that point or whatever. It was getting pretty old, and I'd used it a lot.
Randy Pitchford killed my PS3.
It had been on for usually like an average of 18 hours a day because I used folding at home and a bunch of that other stuff.
Oh, you're curing cancer. Good for you.
Yeah, I was really helping. So I think that's
you were helping people.
I lost.
Well, now they should give you a new PS3 because
probably. But whatever. I'm not going to go after cancer patients for a new PS3, Barry. That's a bad thing to do. Anyway, it bricked. And I've never gone back because I lost 60 hours. You think losing 15 minutes is hard? Try losing 60 hours to the damn game.
That's the butt.
So.
Yeah, I think that's all I've been playing this week.
Yeah, that's it. Matt, what have you been playing?
Those three.
Are we recording?
Of course we're recording.
Okay.
I have a little sound effect for R2-D2 in there to let people know, hey, something went
beep,
wrong.
Beep, beep.
That's our Skype problem.
Yeah, that's our Skype problem sound effect.
No, I've been... this week I've been playing Legend of Zelda, Link Between Worlds.
Yes,
I'm hearing
that?
Nothing but good things. Except from Discord, who didn't like it, apparently.
Yeah, well, they don't really know what they're talking about sometimes. ever since Jim left, it's not as good. It is the best Zelda game I've played since Ocarina of Time, and
wow.
I will fight anyone who disagrees with me.
I disagree with you.
Have you played it?
Come fight me. No, I just want to fight you.
Okay, well, I will win because my mustache is more manly.
But I have a bigger beard.
That don't matter.
He's got you on the mustache for sure.
That is really,
I do.
Really immaculate.
I'm a regular, regular Ron Swanson over here, but
I'm growing out a straight up beard.
Are you?
You should.
Yeah, I'm going like straight, like dwarf. Like I want to have like two braided strands coming off my face. Anyway, sorry.
Gotta get ready for that midnight release of The Hobbit. I'm telling you.
You better be posting pictures of that, Barry.
Well, and some Irish. My beard's coming out red. Makes it even
better. No, but. Seriously, this new Zelda game is phenomenal. I haven't had this much fun with a Zelda game in a long time. I mean, I started Skyward Sword. I didn't really like it. I got stuck in the Wind Waker HD. But this one is, it's not too difficult. It's not too easy. It's just right. It's just right. And
is it as good as Ocarina of Time or better?
I don't know. I mean, Ocarina.
It's like as good then right now. Right.
Not as good.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, that's like in my top three games of all time, right. Ocarina. But, I don't know, man. This game is just, it's phenomenal. There's no real order that you have to... It reminds me a lot of the original Zelda game for NES, where there was no real order that you had to take out the dungeons.
Right.
You can, in this one, you can just go to any dungeon you want to start off, and if you need a certain item, you just rent it from this, like, rabbit guy that lives in your house for some reason. So you can start off the game and just rent out, like, the hookshot, the bow and arrow, a fire staff. But what happens was, if you die in the dungeon or anywhere, he takes all that back. So you are stuck in that dungeon with nothing.
Oh, so but if you rent it and you stay alive, like, you just continue to have it until you die?
Then you just keep it, you keep it forever, and it's like a certain amount of rupees to, like, rent something.
Nice.
But if you die, you lose everything, and you have to trek all the way back to your house to re-rent them and to go again. But it really, this game, more than any other Zelda, actually places an emphasis on money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you used to just be able to buy, like, you know, oh, I'll buy a couple arrows, I'll buy some bombs. This time it's like, oh, I need 100 rupees in order to rent that bow and arrow. Right. You know, like, there's a money system involved now that actually makes sense.
Is there any way to just flat out purchase them or find these items so that you can have
them? No, it's just rental.
Huh.
You rent it from this guy who's living in your house.
You mean you just kill him?
No.
Just but, take all his he stuff.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be very happy about that.
Like, wait a second, you live in my house.
Yeah, exactly.
You, like, for your rent, you just let me use these items.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, get out of my house if you're not gonna pay the rent, and the rent is I need these items. Thanks.
I'm telling you, man, this game, it's the 3DS is the best console out there right now.
Wow.
If you want good original games
nope.
to just mess around with.
No, I want
you get
bad
a 3DS.
Nope, I don't want any of those.
They're not bad rehashes, I'm telling you.
No, I'm not saying that. Never mind. That joke.
Please, come on, Mr. Pokemans.
I know it.
Don't be knocking the 3DS.
I'm loving my 3DS, and
there's a reason. There is a reason that it is the best-selling system right now.
Yeah, it's got some dang good games on it.
It has all the games. All the good games.
I don't know, that Vita's got some pretty good games. And pretty good
Yeah, it's no 3DS, though.
Eh, alright.
It don't have Pokemons.
Hey, you're right, it don't have no Pokemans.
It don't have no Pokemans, it don't have no Zeldas, it don't have no Luigi Mansions, it don't have none of that.
You're right.
Chris, you've been playing some Pokemons?
Of course I've been playing Pokemons, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Oh, thank you.
So,
yes!
I've put in about, you know, 15 hours since the last podcast, but whatever.
But yeah, I've been playing the Zelda, and I've been playing the Call of Duty Doge, which is pretty fun.
Doge.
Ghosts.
Much ghosts.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Like I was saying this morning on our deleted podcast, because Chris was
Shut
busy.
Up, Matt.
He was hotline Miami-ing.
Sitting right next to his computer being like, oh, I'm just going to play the Vita instead of podcasting. Like
I was not next to the computer. I was on the couch, which is a good 6 feet away from the computer.
But anyway, like I said, I'm enjoying Call of Duty, except it's like a confliction in my own moral code. Because they have a German Shepherd in the game, as everyone knows, since it's called Call of Duty Doge. He's a German Shepherd, and I happen to own a German Shepherd in real life. I also happen to own a dog named Riley in real life, which the German Shepherd is named. So there's certain levels where you have to send out your dog on attack missions.
Such attack.
Where it's all black and white, and you have to send out your dog on an attack mission. I refuse to succeed at those missions because I keep the dog at my side because I don't want Activision killing my pets. I will not allow them to kill my dog. It is very rude of them to spy on me and find out the name of my pets and use it in a game.
Is there any way to rename them your dogs?
Rude. No.
Is there any way to get more dogs?
In multiplayer, I think. Maybe.
So in the story,
perhaps. They're just cannon fodder.
If your dog dies, you don't get another dog?
Yeah, but if the dog dies, it reminds me of my dog, so I cry. And I don't want to cry during a Call of Duty game.
Much tears.
Yeah, because
I'm a man.
The players will call you a lot of bad names.
They're going to call you a lot of bad names either way.
No, they don't. I mute them.
Things I'm going to have to bleep out of the podcast.
Yeah, that's why I don't play online.
Yeah, good call, Matt. Very good call.
Because they're that, and I'm not very good at it.
Well, nobody.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
People that are. You've been playing nothing else?
This week I've played Call of Duty, Zelda, and the Game of Life. That's about it.
Oh, that game's not fun.
That's
it's terrible. Honestly, it's a mixed bag. 5.8 out of 10.
Nerf.
Fans
nerf
of the series may enjoy it.
Much like Call of Duty.
Yeah. So I played some Hotline Miami, guys.
Yes, you have.
I've been playing the crap out of some Hotline Miami. I've got about 3/4 of the mission and A-plus at this point.
Did you find all those puzzle pieces?
I haven't yet.
Oh, you gotta find them puzzle pieces.
I'm just gonna go on some sort of wiki somewhere and find them later. I need to A-plus the missions. And that is a completely different way to play that game. Because the first
time it is.
I played through that game, I was very slow. I took my time and measured every kill and made sure.
That's what I was about to ask you. Like, to get to A+, you got to be like gnarly and fast.
Yes,
right?
You do. You have.
There's
to.
Times I've done that and it's like C. I'm like, what?
No.
Yeah.
Everyone's face in like a minute.
You have to kill. Basically, you have to kill everyone.
I drilled their brains out. What happened?
I'm telling you.
Your combo lasts for about 2 seconds, but in between kills. Combo. So you have to basically
you walk into a room, just shoot it against the wall, and everyone walks into the room and start blasting them.
No, you don't. You don't use guns. No guns. That's the way to do it. You have to just grab a crowbar or a knife, or if you use the tiger
Mr.
mask,
Mr. Punchy.
Yeah, you get your fists to be deadly weapons at that point. So you just do that. That's how you get the A+. Is you basically find out what sequence. How to take everybody out without getting killed immediately, and then just go and keep doing that until it gets perfect.
That game is so good, y'all.
Oh, man.
My God.
You should pick it up. I mean, PlayStation
I have. I've been playing it.
You know what? I saw it.
Like, it's so good.
Like, I haven't been like, oh, it's amazing. I'm like, oh, it's kind of fun.
It's, you know, the first couple levels, how far did you get, actually?
I think I'm like chapter 4.
Yeah, about,
oh my God.
About chapter 5 and 6 is when it really starts to get nuts. So
fun story, it makes no sense until you get all those puzzle pieces.
Even then, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It kind
of
does.
It sort of makes sense, but I kind of liked it when it didn't make sense. It was more fun that way to me.
But holy jeez, that game...
It's so simple.
It's so good.
It's so simple, and that's, I think, why I enjoy it so much. It's like, I can run in there, I can play for 5 minutes or, 45 minutes and forget about a podcast. Or, no, I can play for 5 minutes and have just a blast and know exactly what I need to do.
I like how it starts off with, like, you meeting, like, the Jedi Council of Hitmen.
Yes.
You got, like, chicken face and pig face and tiger face.
I don't like you. What are you doing here?
I'm like, what is going on?
Do you enjoy hurting?
We are not your friends.
Yeah,
that game is amazing.
It really is. Like, I wish I had.
Thank God for that game.
That would have been definitely on my game of the year list.
Well, too bad it didn't come out this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying last. You got to put some headphones in, man, because that soundtrack is amazing
right.
as well.
You know, it is. It really
good.
Is.
Yeah,
it's really like, I can't. That's part of the reason I keep going back to that game is because it is.
Just to hear.
Yeah,
hear the jam.
Just to jam.
I really like how when you load it up, it says headphones recommended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't messing around with that.
They're just good tracks. Just everything in there is. Except for, you know, everything is good except for all the murder. That's kind of bad.
The murder's good.
Well, it's good, but it's kind of bad. You're like
it's
a lot of
it's artful murder.
Oh, come on. When you throw someone against the wall and you stomp their face in and blood just goes all over the room.
I
that's
mean,
kinda nice.
Have
it's
you used
satisfying.
The used the power drill yet?
I have not.
No. I've
oh,
never...
you got to use the it's like a grasshopper mask. Mm-hmm. And he gets a power drill, and you just tackle people and like power drill their brains out.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy!
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Good thing this game isn't like
realistic.
Like, yeah, it's
like Call of Duty.
Good thing it's not like realistic graphics. This would be terrible.
My God, I want a Hotline Miami movie.
That's the only reason why it gets away with all this extreme violence.
I think they made that. It was called Shoot 'Em Up.
It was actually called Drive.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Which they based Hotline Miami off of.
That's right. I need to go watch that movie now.
You ever see it?
No, I haven't, but it's on my Netflix queue, so...
It's phenomenal.
I need to... It's one of those things, it's a little... I've heard a bit about it, and I don't think I can watch it with my son around.
No, don't. Ever. No, not for children.
Sit,
ever.
You sit him down in front of it and say, we're going to watch it.
Nope.
Life is all about.
Nope. He's going to
watch... How old's your son?
Totoro. He's 3.
You wait till he's 10.
Okay, Father Matt over there.
Hey, I'm the guy that I was like 10 years old and my mom went, hey, this movie Clerks, you should watch it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that explains a lot.
There you go.
The mustache in general.
Yes.
Mm. Anyway, I love me some Hotline Miami. I think I'm going to try.
As well you should.
I think I'm going to go for that platinum, but I don't know.
Good luck, man.
Might get a little bored. Again, I've got like well over half the missions A+ already. Beyond that,
that
sequel just,
looks really good too.
I haven't really seen anything about it. Honestly, I've been kind of staying in the dark because I like the other one so much.
It takes place a couple years later in like the early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, it's it looks the story they have cooked up for it seems pretty cool. I mean, it's about, like, Hotline Miami fans,
mm-hmm.
like, reenacting their favorite parts of the game, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
it's like Scream.
And how... Kind of like a really gruesome Scream. More gruesome than Scream was.
A gruesomer.
Yes. Yes. Gruesomer.
Trademarked.
Yep. So,
Hotline Miami 2, the Miamier.
Miami harder.
Just like way off topic, do you notice how like Matt's Kinect has no idea what the hell to do with it in this dark room?
I know.
No, it has no clue.
It's zooming all over the place. It's like, I don't know what to do.
You're moving your chair and it's zooming in on your chair every time. It thinks the chair is a face. It's great.
I want it to zoom in on things.
Stop. It's very distracting.
Yeah, I was like, I thought it was funny.
Anyway,
yeah.
So I played I brushed off The Last of Us and played just the intro chapter again. And I won't spoil anything, but damn, that intro chapter.
It's good. It's on
the
play. I can't wait to play it.
Yeah.
So many feels.
There's some hard feels in there.
I don't think I've ever cried that much during a game. Spoilers, Barry, but yeah.
I didn't.
No, that's all right. Chris cries all the time.
I cry all the time. Every game.
He cried through the entire story of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, every bit of it. I turned on the game. I pressed start and I went, oh god.
You cannot crap on that game. It was a good game, Matt.
What it's game? Just,
the Walking Dead
Walking
game.
Dead.
I'll poop on whatever I want. That game
that
was
game
bad.
Good.
What are you talking about?
No,
that
it wasn't.
Game was bad.
That game was broken.
I guess from
just like
standpoint.
This show.
I guess from a game standpoint, yeah, it was.
Hey, that's the name of the show. Yeah, it was gameplay-wise, too many bugs. I didn't like it.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, the thing that keeps that game alive is the story.
It's got a phenomenal story. Friggin'
yeah.
Chapter 3, man. Yes, I did bawl my eyes out.
It's an interactive storybook, is what it is for sure.
For 20 solid minutes.
I never beat it, but I had it spoiled for me, so I'm good.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
See, that's what killed it. Dang it. Who spoiled it?
No, what killed it was the bugs.
Yeah.
Matt, you're going to keep on crapping on that game. I'm going to jump through the internet and tear your mustache off.
You know what sucked for me for winning that game, too, is like, I think it was like the end of like chapter 2. They were like, hey, there's, you know, they give you like some kind of, someone proposes a question. It's like, oh, you got to choose something. No, the game wasn't working right. It got frozen on one picture, and I see like a little countdown thing, but there's no options for me to choose.
Joe will remember that.
That was it. And it was over. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. I was like, what? Like, stupid.
What'll he remember? That's bullshit.
I pushed through because I like walking. That was good. You don't like zombie stuff. That's what it is. You're biased.
Love zombie stuff.
No, you don't. You don't even like. You don't like walking to this show. You didn't want to listen to We're Live.
I don't blame
you for
liking the show.
I like zombie stuff.
Okay, well then you need to listen to We're Live. Back to that conversation we had earlier, which Chris was.
No, I don't. Never.
I would highly suggest it as well, actually.
Yeah.
I love Romero. I love old school zombie movies. I don't like The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead is not good. At least the
exactly
show.
There
the
you go.
The show is awful.
We're Live is not that.
It is exactly not that. It is exactly what The Walking Dead should have been. A good story. The Walking Dead show is awful. It is royal garbage.
Anyways, let's go back to video games since you guys are both making me upset.
God, what else did I play? I played some GTA 5, and it's GTA, man. Like,
so
it's fun.
Your wife posted a post like the thing she was enjoying most about GTA,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was like, she was like, I enjoyed. It was either like a school bus or a bus full of people. She's like,
I
hijacked a bus full of people and I drove into a lake and jumped out. I was like,
no, she hijacked a bus full of people and drove it onto a pier and drove it off the pier directly into an ocean trench and watched as everyone inside drowned and it sank into the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was her thing. I love my wife. She's a little psychotic on that game. Which is Trevor.
The game than real life.
Trevor in that game is the most believable character I think has ever been in a GTA game before, because he's a psychopath, and I could totally imagine him going and doing some sort of heist mission and then just screwing off into the woods for a while, and then going on a shooting spree, and then just killing a bunch of cops, and then diving in the ocean for a bit, because that just matches his personality.
Is that what this person does?
Well, there's no... You know how there's that whole problem of narrative dissonance, where you'll be playing a Grand Theft Auto game, and, like, Grand Theft Auto 4, your guy, Nico, and he's all like, oh, I want to get out of everything. I don't want to be a bad guy anymore. And then you, as the player, go on a rampage and kill everyone around you. And it doesn't make any sense for the story. It's kind of like, yeah, he's a good guy, except when I'm playing with him, he's a complete psychopath.
He's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, with Trevor, he's supposed to be a psychopath. So, it's not so much that he's a psychopath either, he's not just a murderer. He's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. So it doesn't matter what you're doing, you could just see Trevor doing it. Did he run?
Oh, yeah, because...
I ran over chickens for like 10 minutes as Trevor. Just chased down chickens and ran them over. And had a ton of fun with it.
Because that's something that Trevor would do.
Exactly. That is exactly something that Trevor would do.
I woke up today at noon. I'm kind of bored. What am I going to do? I'm going to run over a chicken.
Yep.
Let's do that for 45 minutes.
Let's run over.
Then I'll get a coffee.
That chicken, this chicken, that other chicken. Then I'm going to go rob a jewelry store. Sounds like fun to me. I'm going to go climb this tall building, then jump off it, just because.
Yeah, why not?
Just
why wouldn't
see what
you?
Happens. I'm just going to go punch people for 10 minutes. Yell at them. I'm going to go get a bus full of tourists, drive it into the ocean.
Just because.
Going to go fight a shark with my fists.
Yeah, because reasons. You're supposed to. So, hey, Trevor, why are you fighting that animal? I don't know. I'm bored.
My wife also did that. She likes to go out into the woods in that game and punch.
Search for Bigfoot?
No, punch any wildlife, including wildlife that comes after her. So, like, bobcats or whatever those things will start attacking her. And she won't get a gun out and kill it like a normal person. No, she'll just try and beat it to death. She actually won once because she was by a river and she kicked it into the river. And then
that's
it
awesome.
Floated away. So, Barry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, he's alive.
Yeah, you guys are going on about something, about cougars and cats or something.
GTA. Trevor's the most believable character. That's basically...
Yeah, I know nothing.
I really... You know, I'm enjoying that game, but there's like a torture scene, and I feel the game really suffered because of it. It was just totally unnecessary and a boring mission.
Yes, it was.
It's like, and then they try to be all, oh, you know, torture's a bad thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no crap.
Yeah, let's just wave it off with one little comment.
You didn't need to tell me torture was bad. Guess what? I knew torture was
wait,
bad.
Wait. Torture is bad?
Yo,
yeah,
I know,
man.
Right?
Maybe I should play that level, because apparently I don't know.
Ain't you seen movies?
If it was
it's bad.
A more interesting mission, maybe.
You're telling me Hostel's not a comedy?
Oh, that movie's hilarious.
Barry, what's your name, Trevor? Are you really a psychopath?
Oh, stop it.
But that stupid mission, like, it was a QTE minigame on one side, and it was a game of Guess Who on the other side. And neither one of those were enjoyable. I didn't like doing either one of them. And then it's got some pandering.
Guess Who can be
message.
Kind of fun.
Guess Who can be kind of fun unless... But you have to ban the question, are they male or female? Because then if they're female, it brings it down to like 8 people. Oh. There's way more males on the board of Guess Who than there is females. Hmm. I played Guess Who a lot as a kid.
Me too.
So that was like the cheater question. Is it female? Well, great. And I've got 8 choices.
Kill them all.
Wait a minute. Guess Who wasn't a game of murder? Was it?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Matt, was Guess Who a game of murder?
It was a sequel to Clue, so yes.
Was it really a sequel to Clue?
No, it wasn't a sequel to Clue.
I thought maybe there was some sort of Milton Bradley
story.
Thing that I didn't know about.
My God. No.
It's always the butler. It's always Tim Curry.
I love that movie so much.
It's a really good movie.
Flames on the side of my face. this movie's brilliant. Anyway, where were we?
That's it. I didn't play much.
I was miles away.
I played all sorts of Pokemans, but whatever.
Chris,
what
are we at right now?
I don't know. We're at probably 50-something minutes.
All right. So we should probably wrap it up then.
Okay.
Oh,
hey,
do you
Matt,
want
yeah.
to...
Do you,
yeah.
So you tell the people what you're going to do.
All right. From this point forward, what we're going to do is, if you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, I will read it on the air.
And we will send you $1,000.
That's not happening. Don't tell them that.
We're not doing that.
Don't say that, Barry.
That will not be a thing.
I think that might be legally binding.
I will send you $1,000 in Monopoly money.
I don't even think you should say you'll do that, because that costs some money for postage.
And I won't do that either.
But
I will send you a shout-out. I will give you a shout-out by reading your 5-star review on the air. So I'm going to start with our first 5-star review. This is by Daniel IMC, whoever that is.
Hey, thanks.
And he left this on December 2nd, and his headline is fun. And he says, 5 stars, show is great, 3 guys talking new and old video games. Gaming news stories to talk about would be nice. It's fun to rate and subscribe and listen to gamers that are not paid by game companies to talk about games, so you know it's honest.
Daniel,
so that is our
nobody.
Yeah.
We are being paid by the Hot Pockets Corporation as of now, and that's about it.
You gotta give me some of them Hot Pockets hot dollars.
I will not do that.
Daniel, full disclosure, I pay them in video games and chump change.
There you go. There you go. So, Daniel, thanks for the review. And we're going to try to get a little bit of news in here and there.
Hey, we can talk about the VGXs. I didn't want to talk about that. That's all the news we really needed.
What, with all their bad choices?
That was awful. That was the worst thing. Every time they go out to these rappers, I guess, I don't know what was going on, they start talking about potatoes and stealing cheese, and I have no idea what's going on. They're not making any sense. The words they're saying are words, I'm sure of that. That
but
much.
But to be honest, they did make a couple good choices.
Uh-huh.
With their awards.
Having Jeff Keighley there was good?
No, it wasn't.
No, he knows how to speak about video games.
No, he doesn't.
I think he does.
He knows how to speak about nachos. That's about it.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
And the Mountain Dews.
Austin's interview with him got like 30,000 views.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's under some nachos.
Because everyone wanted free Doritos.
Nachos. Yeah, Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God.
And Halo's here as well.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Of course. But no, I mean, they made some good choices with their what they gave awards to.
Actually, yeah, that was honestly surprising. Like BioShock Infinite Shooter of the Year, I was not expecting that.
Oh, that's definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they also, and then they gave, you know, voice actor and actress to Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson for The Last of Us, which that was deserved.
Yeah, did a really good job there.
Best RPG, Ni No Kuni, which obviously, come on,
this
that game
RPG
is.
That came out.
I must have missed that whole part.
How did you miss Ni No Kuni?
I just missed that whole thing. I must have come in.
You didn't play that?
No, I haven't played Ni No Kuni, but
it won by default. Where the RPG came out.
Sacrifice.
Is that
yeah,
RPG?
Nothing else came out.
That yeah, you level up.
Then Call of Duty must be an RPG game.
Create a character you have an avatar.
Call of Duty,
there's a
Call
story.
Of Duty. Shut up. Call of Duty game of the year. Or RPG of the year.
Okay. I'll accept it.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore. I'm good.
So are we going to do questions too as a normal thing?
We could.
Okay. I just would like that option.
Only if they pertain to video games.
Yeah.
Specifically for this.
Okay,
because
we have
There'll
one question that does not pertain to video games.
Hold on. There'll be other podcasts we have. We will answer other questions later. But this podcast is for video games only.
Okay, then here's a video game question.
Okay.
Written by Sean McEntee. He's on Facebook. He asked, with the PS4 and Xbox One out, what has been your go-to game on each system? And since I know that each of you don't have those systems,
yeah,
what would be the game you... Fine, then you would answer, what game would you want to play on each system?
Resogun for PS4 and...
Okay.
Rise, Xbox One.
Good choices.
How about you,
Chris?
I'd have to go Resogun by default, because the only game I really want to play on the PS4 is Infamous, and it's not out yet, so...
exactly, so...
Then... Beyond that, I would like to play Dead Rising. I'm hearing good things about it.
Oh, yeah,
it's good.
Dead Rising, that's right.
It's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
but my answers would either be Resogun for PS4 or Killer Instinct for Xbox One.
Killer Instinct, so you got into that, huh?
Oh, that game's awesome.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's
like
really good.
Okay, getting me excited.
It's really, really cool.
Isn't that quasi free to play weird thing?
Yeah,
yes.
Free,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's free to download.
Okay.
Then you got to like buy all the characters and blah blah blah
right,
blah blah.
Yeah.
But no, good game is good. It's lots of fun.
Cool. Interesting concept, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to get a PS4, but I really at this point have no reason to play it, because the only game that really looks like something I really want to throw down for is Infamous.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Resogun is good, but it's freaking free on PlayStation Plus.
Seller.
I already went on the website and made sure it got downloaded to my, you know, queue or whatever.
Yes.
So I can get it at any time. I'm in no rush.
All right. Wait for that Infamous bundle in a few months.
Yeah. That's probably when I'll end up picking it up, because Man, I love
tax rebate.
Yeah, bills.
Holla.
Must be nice.
It is.
That's it. That's it for me. Are we done with this podcast? All right.
No. Okay. Yeah. Let's close it out. Chris, tell them how they can get to our forums.
You can get to our forums by going to levelsave.com and then clicking on the forums tab.
So we're going to be doing a lot
and
of stuff in
there. Talk to us.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be asking podcast questions in there. We're going to be giving away games in there. And we have achievements. We have a point system for them. So after we start giving them more achievements away, we can figure out how we can reward like the most active people with video games. So you can get there by going to levelsave.com/forums.
Yeah, you can do that. And it's going to be a growing little community thing. I mean, we're a smaller site right now, but it doesn't stay that way. We've been around for quite some time at this point.
Hey, and like Daniel said, we're not getting paid by anybody, so we're not trying to sell you any games that we don't care about.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
can find us all on the Twitters.
Yeah, you can follow LevelSave at LevelSave. Follow me at IamWeapon. Follow Chris at SnickleSocks. And follow Matt at TheRealMatt.
C.
Yes. Real Thank Matt you. C. I'll be the guy with the ridiculous facial hair.
If you want to ask us questions for the podcast, you can post them on our LevelSave Facebook page.
Or just send it to us on the Twitters.
Or in the forums.
Yes.
There's lots of ways you can get to us. And for the
just make sure just, or just you know get up to the top of a mountain and shout out level save out, and someone will answer.
Yes, well, maybe hopefully.
Yes.
The last little bit is we're doing a little holiday special show soon where we're just going to talk about like holiday gaming memories. If you'd like to be a part of that,
I got a good one.
Hit the forums.
We're going to do this weekend.
So if you're hearing this, it's basically the next episode. Go to the forums or even on the Twitter and share, you know, your favorite holiday gaming memory with us. And we're going to read it off on the show and have a good time discussing our own and yours as well.
Word.
It'll be a jolly old time.
It's going to be a jolly old time with jingle bells and Batman smells.
No eggs.
Robin laid an egg.
Oh.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Adios.
See you guys.
Word. That's how we do that.
Yay!
my god, she's so good.
Hurry up with your hot pockets.
No, we're talking about Elaine right here. I don't need you to
Can we talk about Elaine?
No,
and how
cannot.
Beautiful Elaine is.
We can talk about video games we're playing.
You know who I
am? How she is my favorite lady ever.
You know, the only female actor I used to think was like...
Actress.
Female actor, whatever. Actor is a verb.
Actor is not a verb.
Sure it is. It's a person, place, or thing. Or wait, is that an adjective or a noun?
That's a noun.
You're quizzing you, Barry. Just quizzing you. So what's a conjunction junction? What's your function?
It's a terrible kid show. It's probably a terrible kid show.
Anyway. I'm an amendment to be. Yes, an amendment to be. And I'm hoping that they'll ratify me.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm
just
here on Capitol Hill.
When did I see that to me? I saw that in a documentary recently, and I can't remember where it was from.
What?
Well, that song.
That was from The Simpsons.
I'm just a bill was... No, that wasn't from The Simpsons. That was from Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the amendment to be, that's from the... That's from,
No, you're right. I remember that episode vaguely.
It's so good.
God, that has been a long time since I've seen The Simpsons as well.
Yeah, it's not good anymore. Don't watch it.
Yeah, actually, I was like, hey, you know what Simpsons? I'm on DVR, and I went back and watched. I was like, this isn't even good.
It's not meant for us anymore, Barry. It's meant for that younger generation.
They're all so dumb. They like dumb cartoons.
Well, we kind of like dumb cartoons when we were kids.
No, we liked good cartoons.
Okay, go ahead and tell me one cartoon that you liked that wasn't bad.
Yeah, okay, tell me this, because they're all pretty shitty.
Digimon?
That does not hold up.
Yeah, I just tried to watch it the other day. It does not hold up.
Bullshit, yes it does.
Did you try to watch it the other day?
Wait a second. Hold up. Digimon is from when you were a kid.
Yeah. Well,
old is everyone here?
No, not from when. I don't know. I was watching Digimon. I think when I was like 16.
No. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm 24. It was totally around when I was.
Oh my god.
I'm but a young.
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 29.
Okay, fair enough. Get out of here.
And when I hear someone say cartoons they watched when they're a kid, I'm thinking, you know, Thundercats, Transformers, the real Ghostbusters,
X-Men. Come on, that was a good cartoon.
Oh no, Morph.
You can't tell me that's a bad cartoon.
You know,
that is a great cartoon, and it holds up.
Uh-huh.